You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
So, with COVID-19 still here and Christmas quickly approaching, while cases continue to rise across the globe, the government announced this morning that a new order will be put into place. This order is in relation to border testing, where there's a number of changes which will take place, which are an increasing in the frequency of testing for ship pilots and some other port workers who carry out work on affected ships, which will go from fortnightly to weekly. There'll be increasing testing frequency for some workers who carry out work on aircraft that have arrived from outside of New Zealand, which will change from fortnightly to weekly. There'll be mandatory fortnightly testing for port workers who are not already covered, and there'll be mandatory fortnightly testing for airport, airside and landside workers not already covered who interact with international arriving or transiting passengers. I spoke to the Minister in charge of the COVID-19 response, Chris Hipkins, about these changes and started off by asking about the impact of testing weekly instead of fortnightly.
The main thing it'll do is it'll mean that if for any reason any of these border workers come into contact with COVID-19 and pick it up, that we'll detect that sooner. So it removes some of the risk there. The only people who will be tested weekly are those who are in the highest risk jobs. And by and large, the feedback we've had from that workforce is that they're both happy and keen, in fact, to be tested weekly because, you know, they don't want to be taking COVID-19 home with them at night either.
And part of this new scheme is that some workers are going to be taking part in mandatory testing who weren't previously. What sort of workers are these?
So what we've been doing over the last few months is just going through the staff rosters, if you like, at the airport and at the port, identifying all those who might be in any way at risk of coming into contact with COVID-19 and making sure that they're on a regular testing cycle. So clearly the most at-risk workers have been being tested for some time. We're now looking at a lower risk group of workers, but a group where there's no risk. So they'll be coming in. So there's people who generally are working behind the scenes. They're not coming into contact with people directly, but they're still in an environment where there's a low risk, but not no risk that they might end up coming into contact with the virus.
You say that, but why wasn't everyone who was in contact with international travellers already being tested? Because that was also included in this new scheme.
The people who are coming into contact with international travellers typically have been being tested, and the latest wave adds in people who might not come directly into contact with international travellers, but where still could be some residual risk there. So it might be that they're working in a kitchen at an airport, for example, or that might be that they're in the baggage areas. Some of those workers, where there's still just an element of risk. So we've gone through very carefully to identify where the risks are, and this latest order just really tightens things up a bit further, just makes sure that absolutely everywhere where there could be a risk, we're doing regular testing.
And how has the government's ability to learn since COVID-19 has been a problem impacted this move and any future moves that the government's going to make around COVID-19?
We're always looking for where we can do better. Every time there's a new case of COVID-19, we take a moment to look and say, well, what could we learn from that? Is there a weakness in the system that we could tighten up? And wherever that we find those opportunities, we move to do that.
And are there any particular key passions that have shown up over the last couple of months?
Not particularly. What we do know is that, you know, where there's a weakness in the system, we're plugging that weakness very quickly. So we're not seeing the same problem emerging multiple times. Typically, it's where there is a new case of COVID-19 that we deal with. It's because there's been a new issue that's been identified.
And so, leading up to Christmas, are you concerned about what the possibilities might be?
No, look, I think the main message to everyone as we lead up to Christmas is let's make sure we can all enjoy a nice, relaxing Christmas by staying vigilant, staying home if we get sick, getting tested if we get sick, and also just doing things like, you know, making sure you're using the QR codes and you're keeping good records so that if we need to do contact tracing, we can do that.
What about with the borders? Is there an expectation for an influx of people coming into the country as well as, say, packages coming from overseas for Christmas presents?
We are seeing quite a lot of pressure at the border. We have a fixed allocation of quarantine and managed isolation places, and that people have to book a place there before they can get a ticket to come back, to come home to New Zealand. So we are managing that demand. We do expect to see higher volumes of freight over the Christmas period. That happens every year, and we've got good systems in place to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe in that process.
Does this freight pose any particular risk at all?
Not particularly, no. Generally, the freight coming by sea will have been at sea for some time. The risk of transmission from surface to surface there is very, very low. So, by and large, COVID-19 is still a human virus that gets transferred by human-to-human contact.
What about those who will be working on the ships? We did see with the case that was in Auckland that it was a port worker. Is this going to be a problem with more boats coming into New Zealand with freight?
No, I mean, we're not expecting any particular changes there. What we have done with this most recent order is increase the frequency of testing for those who are going onto the ships coming into the country and who are interacting with them. They'll now be tested weekly. And, of course, they seek out additional tests if there's any reason to do so. So what we saw with our maritime engineers, they'd just been routinely tested. One of them started to show symptoms, so they got more tests. So, you know, this is a workforce. The people who are working in those frontline jobs are very, very aware of the risks, and where they need to, they are getting tested.
And so we've seen with some cases where they've returned, say, back 3 negative tests and then returned a positive. Has there been any progress on how to combat situations like these?
One of the reasons that we test so frequently is that there is no such thing as a 100% reliable test. So you do get false positives and you do get false negatives. And so the way around that is to make sure that we are testing very regularly. The other thing is that people who are in the early stages of incubating the virus might not test positive the first time, which is why we test regularly. And we always test if someone who's in one of those at-risk roles starts to show symptoms, we make sure they get another test.
That was the Minister in charge of the COVID-19 response, Chris Hipkins, talking about the new order on border testing for COVID-19.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.